Robert Alford, our Northeastern Louisiana acquisition today, was someone who, again, very, very athletic individual, very fast. Ball skills were our top notch. He's got, you know, he had 20 passes broken up and 10 through his career, 10 interceptions. He can fly. He'll be probably one of, if not the fastest guys on our football team. Has the ability to also return. He's a versatile guy to play outside and inside. And again, knowing where we were with our secondary, as much as we have other needs on our team, we thought it was in the best interest of the team, not only today, but in you know years to come here, that we continue to fortify this this secondary. We lost three this year, and we think it's very, very important for us to make sure that we're solid with our secondary going forward. So we can throw that out to you guys for questions.
Can you talk a little about his strength and agility? We have a 4.39 on him in the 40, if that's correct from the combine. Mm-hmm. But it looks like he's a strong, tough, or, you know, in the reports that he's a physical guy, likes to, you know, really get after the receivers.
Right. He's a guy that really showed his stuff. He showed it throughout the whole season, you know, at Southeast. Had an opportunity to get to the Senior Bowl and really turn it up notches, not only one notch, but a number of notches, and really showed his play speed, which was really impressive, his agility, his movement, stop-start ability, his hips to flip and go. You know, he has this catch-up speed that is in my mind, unmatched, you know, by many in this year's draft. Again, has the ball skills to get up and battle, and he is a feisty football player. You know, like Desmond Trufant, both of these guys are coming in here with a feistiness about them that we're very intrigued by, not only for the ball, but in the run game as well. They have range. Robert's a guy that has a lot of range on the field. He, again, also has, you know, return skills for us, and, you know, we'll be interested to see if we're going to be utilizing them in that area as well.
What big games did they play, and did y'all look at, you know, I'm sure y'all looked at all this tape today. I'm sure they played a couple SEC
They did, and you know, for us, my head's in a spot right now to best start listing the schedules right now. I'm sure Brian can help me with that, but yeah, there's you know, we really drilled down. Anytime you're taking a smaller school guy, I think it's imperative that you drill down on from many standpoints, and we're very fortunate again to have him in a forum like he was at the Senior Bowl to see how he matched up. Got up on the individuals that he was covering as well. We could see how he'd be able to match, press, turn out and run, make plays on the ball. So for us, that was very, very important for us to see how he was responding against these big, fast football players. And again, we came away feeling very strongly about that. We, as you all know, we do a lot of work in the spring, traveling around. You know, travel around a lot and are able to log a lot of workouts. Thanks to Mr. Blank's contributions, and we get an opportunity to see a lot of these corners back to back in live drill settings, and that's something that we were very impressed by as well. So suffice it to say, we're very comfortable with a guy like this. Although not playing in the SEC, he's another team captain type. He is a team captain. You know, this will be his first time living up here in Atlanta, so I'm sure he'll be able to fit in. It's not too far down from or away from Hammond, Louisiana.
You said you were targeting a couple positions. Can you say what the other position you were targeting was?
Not necessarily. Defensively, we were still in the defensive mode going into today, and I'd prefer not to go into specifics, but there were other people on the board, and you know, I know there will be questions asked about, you know, about the defensive front, and you know, that's something that we'll continue to monitor as well. We felt again that the corner spot was what we needed, and what was going to be the most beneficial for us, given what was on the draft board and the players that were still around, and what we're projecting to be in the future.
Mel Kiper had you all taking Alford in the first round.
He did. I know. Yes, he was projected to be the back end of the first round. As we continued to monitor the situation, when we saw Robert continue to drop through into the middle of the second round, we thought there was going to be a very good chance. Whenever you're looking at a number of positions and then you see a player that's there, it tends to settle a little bit in the round. start to get excited knowing that the value is really there for a player like this, and it can you know, make your decision a little bit easier as per what position you're going to go toward. And again, we had him in our sights, something that we were really, really interested in, and to see him there, we thought he's going to be helpful not only on defense but also on teams. Right. I mean, our defensive quest right now is to make sure that we are faster, you know, more aggressive toward the ball in the air and getting our hands on balls. So that's going to be our drive, to make sure that our new acquisitions over the last couple of days are going to really help us on defense. That said, we definitely are looking to have people, you know, again, bolster up our return, you know, the returns, and we'll see. I mean, we'll throw it out there, but it's not the main reason we brought Robert in. It's a supplement or a sidebar for us, and I'm confident that he'll have the ability to, you know, to contribute in that area as well.
Were bigger schools in on him? I know he had a grade issue coming out.
Yeah, I think his grade issue was what kept him out. Again, I've talked to some people from other schools that knew about him, and you know, given where he's located, as you know, there are some fine athletes around there, and there are a lot of big schools. But you know, he stayed there. He's from the hometown there in Hammond, and he has a very good bloodlines there. We haven't talked about that, but here's another player who has brother bloodlines in the National Football League, and you know, we've brought in two guys in the last couple of days who have that, and as we all know, we have, you know, the Babineaux brothers in the NFL, and you know, we all see how these guys are affected by, you know, having brothers in the National Football League that help school them along the way, and I think that's going to be helpful for Robert as well.
I think he was the first Southeastern Louisiana guy to go to the Senior Bowl in 40, 50 years. Did he seem at all intimidated by that setting and that kind of competition?
No, what I was really, really impressed by was that he came in there. And his eyes weren't wide from fear or worry. They were wide because he was fired up to show everyone that he could hang with anyone in that Senior Bowl. And he did a fantastic job there. He was knocking balls down. He was running on everyone's hips. Again, I as well as you know, Coach Smith, are, and as well as our staff, we spent a lot of time on him. And to see that he was we'll be walking through our door. Our personnel staff was, you know, is really elated.